You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Earlier this year, contributor Larry Nangest reported on the circumstances that prompted the Creative Vision Factory to close its former Wilmington location in June, ending over a decade of work using art to help those facing homelessness, mental health issues, and addiction. This week, Larry returns with the story of the Creative Vision Factory's rebirth at a new site with a new name and a slightly altered mission. That piece is available at DelawarePublic.org, and Larry recently joined me to discuss his reporting on how it all came together. So before we look ahead, let's do a quick look back. Sure. The Creative Vision Factory closed in June. What prompted that, and what was lost when it did shut down?
Well, it was a combination of factors that started coming to a head late last year. The Creative Vision Factory's contract with the state was due to end on this June 30th, and there was a lot of uncertainty about whether it would be granted a new contract, and if so, how much funding it would receive. Even if a new contract was awarded, there was still no assurance that it would include sufficient funds to cover the rent at the location on Shipley Street. At the same time, with continued construction of high-rent apartments on the surrounding blocks, the Creative Vision Factory staff and its clients, you know, who are men and women in various stages of recovery from addiction or mental illness, mostly unemployed and very often homeless, were feeling less and less comfortable in the neighborhood. So, Michael Kalmbach, the program's founder and director for 13 years, made the difficult decision to close the site and seek an alternative means of operating a peer support program that had a focus on the arts.
And as the Creative Vision Factory's time was winding down, it did in fact find a lifeline with Impact Life, offering some hope. What is Impact Life and what does it do?
Well, Impact Life is a larger social services organization that has operations throughout Delaware, plus a few in Maryland, and it focuses on assisting individuals in recovery from drug addictions. Kalmbach negotiated a merger this spring with Impact Life, with the Creative Vision Factory essentially becoming a program under Impact Life's umbrella. But it was not clear where it would be located. There was talk at the time of possibly moving to Ellesmere or even as far away as Newark, and whether it could continue to serve the approximately 100 people who were visiting the Shipley Street site every day.
So now, as part of that umbrella work of Impact Life, the group is morphing the Creative Vision Factory into something new, the Wilmington Recovery Cafe. Can you tell us what the basic model is here?
Well, the Wilmington Recovery Cafe is going to offer the same supports that the Creative Vision Factory provided, giving folks in recovery a safe haven during the day, helping them find housing, find jobs, navigate the social services bureaucracy, and generally create pathways to a greater stability in their lives. But there's going to be a little bit more structure and certainly more support in the new arrangement. And that's because the operation is going to be integrated into the Impact Life infrastructure, and it's going to use this Recovery Cafe model, which is a national network of nearly 70 sites that follow recognized best practices to promote recovery, collaborate in training, mentoring, sharing materials, and so on. So it's going to be a lot like what it has been, and the arts aspect is going to continue, but it is going to be in a new location.
So you mentioned Michael Kalmbach, the CVF founder, who is now the director of the Wilmington Recovery Cafe. How important is it having him on board, and how has the transition been for him, moving from something that he kind of created on his own to being under an umbrella of another organization?
Well, you know, in a peer-run recovery setting, it's far better to start with leaders who have experienced addiction and who understand how a successful program should work. And Michael Kalmbach fits that description very well. Also, most of Impact Life's employees are themselves in recovery, so they have a personal commitment to better themselves and everyone that they work with. However, that doesn't mean that the transition to a new program has been easy for Kalmbach. After all, you know, he was running a largely independent operation for 13 years, and that certainly wasn't an easy task, but now he's got to function within a new system, one that's a little bit more structured, has different rules, different procedures, but he's already seeing some of the benefits because, you know, as part of a larger team, he has not only more support available to him on a day-to-day basis, but he's also got more colleagues that he can reach out to try to create enhanced program, do more things that he's always wanted to do.
So let's talk a little bit more about what kind of programming specifically the Recovery Cafe will offer. And you mentioned there's going to be some aspects of the Creative Vision Factory involved, but how will it differ from that? And will any of the CVS model really be incorporated in what we see at this new operation?
Well, you know, I think you can say it's going to be the same, but different. You know, as I said, all of the support services that Creative Vision Factory had offered will be offered at the Recovery Cafe. An area is going to be set up as an art studio, which was one of the Creative Vision Factory's greatest attractions. But the Recovery Cafe model is a little bit more structured than the way Kalmbach managed the CVF. The difference is something that he describes as, quote, loving accountability, unquote. Recovery Cafe members must be sober when they're in the building. No sleeping is allowed. Members have to attend a group session, which is called a recovery circle, once a week, and they have to do some service work, doing things like cleaning up or making coffee. Now, a lot of these things were things that the clients at the Creative Vision Factory were doing, but now it's going to be more structured, and you know they're going to be keeping track of what the participants are. Are doing and how they're contributing to the program. Now, beyond the art studio, programming is going to evolve as membership grows, and it's going to be based on members' interests, Kalmbach says. Some of the things that he mentioned, yoga and meditation groups, gardening, writing workshops. He hopes to build collaborations with entities like the Woodlawn Library and some of the nearby museums. Members will also have opportunities to share their skills, and community members are going to be invited to come in and lead special interest groups as well.
So with all those things you just mentioned in mind, the kind of the neighbors and the community, how does this new location on Union Street in Wilmington compare to the old location closer to downtown? Does it address some of the issues CVF was feeling at its old spot that you mentioned earlier?
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, the new location is actually a former funeral home, and it's significantly larger than the former storefront on Shipley Street. There'll be a check-in area near the door, and then it'll be a fairly large cafe area, and then on the right, an arts area. And throughout the building, there's going to be ample space for smaller groups to congregate. We were talking about possible sessions for writers groups or yoga or meditation, whatever. There will be a place for that. Upstairs, they've got office space, and out in the back, there's an area outside that could be turned to a garden. Now, this Union Street neighborhood where the facility is going to be located, it's a mix of retail and dining options and residential, and there are very nearby landmarks like the Woodlawn Library, the West End Neighborhood House, St. Francis Hospital, all these things just a few blocks away. So far, the neighbors have been very welcoming.
So one of the things we had talked about previously with this issue was, will a new location be able to serve the previous CVF regulars? Is there a sense if this location fits that bill?
It's a good question, and the answer is we're not quite sure yet. Now, Michael Kalmbach says he's seen many of his former Creative Vision Factory clients. Some of them are finding refuge in the library, but many of them are still spending time on the streets. Now, the people he has talked to are eager to have someplace to go, a new safe space, but he's not sure how many of them are actually going to find their way over to Union Street.
And you noted earlier, this is not necessarily a new model. It has been used elsewhere and seems to be one that can be replicated, correct?
Yes, that's right. And that's an advantage of being a participant in this Recovery Cafe network. There's training, there's software for managing members, there are ways of sharing experiences, learning from others. And there are other Recovery Cafe affiliates in Delaware. Impact Life just opened a new site in Georgetown that's on its way to getting cafe certification, and it plans to open another one soon in Seaford. In Dover, an organization called Network Connect has partnered with an affiliate of Highmark Healthcare, and they're partnering to sponsor a cafe that opened in Dover in late July.
So what is the timetable for the Wilmington Recovery Cafe getting fully up and running?
Well, you know, the cafe is actually now in a soft opening mode. That started the week before Labor Day, and limited weekday hours are going to continue through the grand opening, which is scheduled for September 24th. After that, the cafe is going to be open on weekdays from 9 to 5, and for shorter hours on weekends as well, which is an improvement over Creative Vision Factory, which was strictly a Monday through Friday operation. Evening hours are also a possibility, but that's something that they're not going to consider until everybody settles into their regular operations and gets acclimated. I talked to Erin Booker, who's the chairman of the board of Impact Life, and one of the things that she said at a town hall meeting with neighbors last month is, this is a safe space, and if you come in here, we're going to find a way to meet your needs. No one will be turned away.
Thanks to contributor Larry Nagengast for his time this week. His piece on the rebirth of the Creative Vision Factory as the Wilmington Recovery Cafe is available at DelawarePublic.org. Next up, Arts Playlist, and a conversation with the new executive director of the Biggs Museum of American Art. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.